In Houston, the Arthur Andersen trial is winding down. The accounting firm is accused of obstructing justice by shredding Enron-related documents. The trial began a month after Andersen's top auditor on the Enron account, David Duncan, pleaded guilty to obstructing justice. Today's last witness appeared to lend support to a defense claim that Duncan was pressured to make a plea bargain. NPR's Cheryl Corley has been covering the trial and joins us now from Houston. Cheryl, tell us about the concluding testimony from Duncan's executive assistant, Shannon Adlong.
Well, Shannon Adlong, John, was probably Arthur Andersen's strongest defense witness so far. She took the witness stand, and she cried, she laughed, but she defended her former boss and the shredding activity that took place at Andersen. Adlong said some of the shredding was handled by executive assistants when they had time to do it. No one felt any urgency or rush to do it, and certainly David Duncan didn't. She says all the way up until David Duncan was fired from his job last January that no one thought anything they were doing was wrong. Adlong said she didn't think any of the senior partners like Duncan even knew where the shredders were in the company, and that the documents she shredded for Duncan include a lot of old college material like school booklets and things like that, lots of extraneous material. And she said when Duncan was fired, she called him at his attorney's office and they talked about it, and at that time he said nobody did anything wrong, nobody on the audit team did anything wrong, and he didn't understand what was going on and for Shannon Adlong not to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Was there anyone in the trial who echoed David Duncan's admission that the firm was trying to destroy evidence about Enron?
Well, none of the defense witnesses did at all. David Duncan truly stands alone in that regard.
What does this do for the government's case in light of the earlier guilty plea from Duncan?
Well, it certainly gives the jurors something to think about over the weekend when you have this executive assistant sobbing on the stand. And even David Duncan, when he took the stand, he said for months he didn't think he was guilty of anything. So I think Adlong's testimony may lend support to Rusty Harden's claim. Rusty Harden is the lead Andersen attorney, that Duncan only said he was guilty because he was pressured by the government and didn't think he had any option available to him. Well, even so, John, that may not be a big problem because of the nature of a partnership, which Andersen is. The law says a partnership is liable for the criminal acts of even one person who's acting in his official capacity. And the prosecution may also have made an impact when it showed a videotape of a training session and talked about in-house attorney Nancy Temple urging workers to comply with Andersen's document retention policy.
Prosecutors say that email from Nancy Temple set off a shredding party at Andersen. How does the defense handle this issue of Temple and her email?
Well, they've been trying to show throughout the trial that Temple's email was simply a reminder for Andersen employees to get their documents in order to do house cleaning. And witness after witness has said they didn't believe her email was any instruction to destroy evidence.
When is the trial expected to end, Cheryl?
Well, we think sometime next week. Shannon Adlong goes back to court for cross-examination. We expect closing arguments sometime midweek.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Cheryl Corley in Houston.